coaches and Chris Drury certainly are making a statement as far as what direction they want to go in. And don't be surprised or don't be shocked that Glenn Sather also has a say in this, and as well as Gerard Gallant in this case. So the Rangers have traded for Ryan Reeves from Vegas for a third-round pick. So I think this is one of those moves that I think it's probably a love or hate situation. I kind of find myself in the middle, though, where third-round pick's not nothing. It's nothing crazy. But Ryan Reeves, I had mentioned Ryan Reeves, I guess, when Gallant was hired. So I think for the Gerard Gallant episode, I'm almost positive that I brought up Ryan Reeves as a possibility. But the interesting thing is that Ryan Reeves wasn't a free agent. He was under contract with Vegas, and they were willing to trade him. And look, I think that the Rangers knew that they needed to address the fact that they were not a very physical team, a tough team. And had they maybe gone too much in the other direction? Maybe. That's possible. But I think the fact that Gerard Gallant had him in Vegas, and if we're going to have faith that Gallant is going to lead the Rangers to the promised land, then you have to trust his judgment here. And certainly he knows the guy. And I don't think it's a situation where Ryan Reeves will be playing every night. I think they'll pick their spots. Right? So it's not like he's definitely plugged in, you know, for 82 games. That definitely will not happen. He has had some decent seasons. I mean, Ryan Reeves, he's not just a goon. He can play the game. He can, you know, bang some bodies, you know, cycle the puck around. He's not a complete, you know, he's not like, let's just say, like a Colton Orr who's just strictly a fighter. I mean, look, Ryan Reeves is getting older, but he's been in the league for a while now. He was on the St. Louis Blues for quite some time and more recently on Vegas and, like, was, you know, definitely something that you thought about when you think about that, you know, the new Vegas team where he was acquired during that season from Pittsburgh and made his presence felt in that playoffs and that playoff run for the Golden Knights. Also, the Rangers, it was a pretty quiet, I would say, free agent frenzy day for the Rangers. They had signed Jared Tenorti to basically be their seventh defenseman. So another physical Ryan Reeves type, I guess, if you will. He had been on Boston most recently, Tenorti. So I'd expect him to be a seventh or eighth defenseman. I believe it was a two-year contract worth about $900K per year. They also brought back Greg McKegg, who had been with the Rangers in the 2020 season. I think he's probably ticketed for the AHL, would be my guess, but he has been here before, different regime, so maybe he gets a crack at, you know, a fourth-line role, I suppose. And the Rangers also signed Dryden Hunt, who had been with the Coyotes this past season. He had been in the Panthers before that, but Dryden Hunt, you know, maybe that's a, you know, another guy that could be a fourth line guy, maybe, you know, an AHL guy. So nothing too significant. But I felt like with the, you know, it was definitely worth talking about this Ryan Reeves trade. Just, I mean, he's certainly a known name in the league. I would be shocked, you know, opening night against the Capitals if Ryan Reeves is not in the lineup. And they're certainly reshaping that bottom six. And that could mean guys like Julian Gauthier, unfortunately, are really kind of not in that conversation so much, right? I mean, if we're going to assume, which it might not be fair to, that let's just say Goodrow and Blais, maybe Kreider, Kevin Rooney, who else? I feel like I'm forgetting a couple of guys there for sure. I guess, even Philip Hedl, with the Rangers center, the Rangers center situation is kind of the thing that I think we're waiting on most here, where Zibanejad's going to be a free agent after next season. So after this coming season. And Ryan Strome, there's always trade rumors about Ryan Strome, and obviously there's Jack Eichel out there, and those trade rumors are always abound. So that's what I'm most interested in seeing now is how that plays out. Could they stand pat? Maybe. Like, anything's possible here. There's no rush, but the Rangers got an awfully lot tougher to go against. I'm not terribly upset with this Ryan Reeves acquisition, but I understand the fans that would be. I get it. You know, a third-round pick, it's something. you know, who knows what that becomes, but Ryan Reeves, you know, he has 1 year left in his contract. And I do think that the players, when they know they have someone like Reeves in the lineup, you play a little bit braver. You know, you know that if someone takes a cheap shot or whatever it might be, they're going to have to answer the bell. And so I think I like the direction Rangers are going in terms of definitely adding that sandpaper, adding that grit. And it's not everything, and it needs to be a full team effort in order for them to achieve that. But I think that Reeves will, again, someone that I think will be well-liked in the dressing room and has a boatload of experience in the NHL. So we'll see how this Knicks kind of shakes out. I still think that there's moves that are left to be done. I think it's a little unsettled still, in my opinion. That's just kind of the sense that I get. But, hey, between Goodrow, Blais, Reeves, Tenorti, so on and so forth, it definitely seems like the Rangers made a concerted effort to get some size, beef up a bit, and not be as easy a team to go against. You can't just win on talent. You need a mix. And it seems like they're trying to do that. And, yeah, this Ranger team might be a little bit different looking in the 21-22 season.